This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations appear to be on a downward trajectory in the United States as the Biden administration remains confident that it can reach its target of vaccinating 100 million Americans in its first 100 days. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said new variants of the virus threaten recent gains against COVID-19. The CDC leader said not wearing masks and participating in in-person social gatherings have contributed to the variant spread. Walensky said that infection levels are back to pre-Thanksgiving numbers, and the daily death toll is expected to follow the decrease in infections. Britain's health chief is hailing a new study suggesting that a single dose of the Oxford AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine provides a high level of protection for 12 weeks, saying it supports the government's contentious strategy of delaying the second shot so it can protect more people quickly with the first dose. Britain's decision has been criticized as risky by other European countries, but Health Secretary Matt Hancock said Wednesday that the study backs the strategy that we've taken, and it shows the world that the Oxford vaccine works effectively. Hancock's comment came after Oxford University released a study showing the vaccine cut transmission of the virus by 2/3 and prevented severe disease. And U.S. President Joe Biden renewed his commitment Wednesday to send $1,400 checks to millions of Americans to boost the country's coronavirus ravaged economy. But he said he was open to Republican demands to tighten restrictions on who would get the money. Via remote, this is VOA News. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Wednesday that the United Nations would work to mobilize key international actors to pressure Myanmar to make sure that the country's military coup fails. Myanmar's military, the Tatmadaw, seized power Monday, declaring a year-long state of emergency and detaining de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and President Minh Wei, among others. The coup took place following days of tension between the military and the ruling National League for Democracy, which won the November elections. The Tatmadaw has refused to accept the results, alleging massive election fraud. Guterres said, if anything, Aung San Suu Kyi was too close to the military, defending its brutal offensive against Rohingya Muslims that caused nearly a million of them to flee to neighboring Bangladesh 3 years ago. Top administration officials have said the United States will take action against those responsible if these steps are not reversed, while continuing vital humanitarian and development programs. Internet providers in Myanmar, including state-owned telecom MPT, were blocking access to Facebook-owned services in the country on Thursday, days after the military seized power in a coup. Myanmar's Ministry of Communications and Information said Facebook would be blocked until February the 7th for the sake of stability. Authorities say the people behind who are troubling the country's stability are spreading fake news, misinformation, and causing misunderstanding among people by using Facebook. Facebook spokesman said the company is urging authorities to restore connectivity so that millions of people in Myanmar can communicate with their families and friends and access important information. A bipartisan report to Congress said on Wednesday the United States should extend the May 1st deadline for pulling all its troops from Afghanistan and make force cuts contingent on progress in peace talks. The Afghan study group also said the United States should not simply hand a victory to the Taliban, reflecting criticism that the Trump administration conceded too much to the insurgents in a bid to end America's longest war. State Department spokesman Ned Price said the Biden administration plans to support peace process, and he noted that it is assessing the Taliban's commitment to cutting ties to Al-Qaeda, lowering violence, and engaging in peace talks. For more news, please join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Additional information on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.